5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids.
Four!
So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Ritt.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we are here and we are tired and Crystal's sick, but we're still here. And
we're gonna
bring it to you, and it's gonna be awesome. Talk about our crazy circus.
All right, let's do it before I lose my voice.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So the stories of the week, where we talk about fun, interesting, and just the inevitable things that happen in our weekly life with our children. So, Crystal. Tell us what happened.
Well, I've been super lazy because I haven't been feeling well.
She's been sick for a while.
I have a sinus infection. So we've watched a lot of TV.
Woo, TV!
And my friend got me hooked on this Korean soap opera.
Korean soap opera.
So it's subtitled. It's totally cheesy. I won't even tell you the name so you won't judge me.
Life is beautiful. Love is beautiful.
No, you're wrong. That's not what it is.
Something is beautiful. You are beautiful.
Whatever. Thank you.
That's what it's called.
It is. And it's so ridiculous, but I am like almost obsessed with it. I actually woke up thinking about it this morning. And anyway, so I'm watching this Korean drama.
I shake my head at you.
I know. Last night my brother came over and I was like, give me 5 minutes. I'm finishing up this show. And he's like, ooh, what show? And I was like, nothing.
It's a Korean soap opera.
It's a love story. But so the point of this is that both of my kids fell asleep in the car. Well, I thought they had. They fell asleep, and so I was like, yes, free time.
Score.
So I carry them both to bed, but I put Lacey in bed, and she had been sleeping in the car for like 10 minutes. So I put her in bed, but the way she rolls over, her lips are open in this like duck trying not to smile face. And I was like, did you really just fake sleeping for like 15 minutes? That's weird. Do you think that's weird?
Sure.
It's Lacey though. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, take a nap. And I just closed the door, just hoping with little hope and a whole lot of doubt that maybe she fell asleep.
Uh-huh.
But the baby fell asleep. So then I run out to the couch, literally jump on. I'm like, yes, Korean soap opera. So I start watching my episode. And Lacey comes right out with all of her toys. And I was like, Lacey, do you mind if mommy watches her show and you can play? And she goes, sure. So she's sitting at my feet playing. And then all of a sudden she's sitting next to me watching the show. And she's like, oh no, they look sad. Oh, she looks happy. Because like I said, it's completely subtitled and she can't read. And then she sat through the entire hour length episode. And they really are an hour. They're not like 45 minute American shows. And then...
Yeah, American shows.
Our other kids walk in from school, because school's out. They walk in and Lacey goes, you guys, we're watching the best show. And she wanted them to come sit down and watch the next episode. And I was like, you're so weird.
Well, she obviously those actors must have been emoting really well.
It's the best show ever. I'm ashamed. No, I think what it is there's been a really, what's the word? There hasn't been any rom-coms or love shows or anything out lately. It's all superheroes. I'm just so sick of Batman versus Superman. I want to watch love. Even if it's sappy, horribly acted Korean love, I need it in my life. I just thought it was funny that Lacey was like, this is the best show ever.
Yeah. And you guys are weird.
Ugh, so good.
You know what, but you know what, if I watched it with you, I would have been sucked into it too.
It's so embarrassing.
Because I'm easily entertained, so.
Right. That's my first story.
So, this week was my birthday.
Woo!
And
an old man. I'm married to an old man.
So, I got home from work, and birthday dinner was all ready for me on the table, and then we had a birthday cake, and Crystal gave me a Star Wars themed birthday party. So we even had Star Wars plates, and I had a Star Wars cup, Star Wars happy birthday banner.
Star Wars movie.
That's right. Woo! Bought me the new Force Awakens movie. And the kids bought me an awesome Legend of Zelda poster.
I don't
picture.
Remember what they're called, like Lintricicle?
The ones that like are look like they're 3D.
Yeah. I'm saying it in my head, right?
I don't know what it's called. But the party just got started. So I was ushered into the living room where the children have chose to bust out Just Dance 2014.
Right.
And then we proceeded to just dance for the next, like, what, hour or so like that? And just, like, and I, when I dance,
He's hardcore.
I go for it. Like, I try to do all the moves.
Even the girl dances.
As best as I can. And so, needless to say, that was, like, the hardest workout I've had in a long time.
Yeah, you were, like, sweating.
I was
dripping.
Sweating. But it was so much fun. You know, the kids, we were all dancing with each other, and
it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. So, good birthday party.
Happy birthday.
Dancing with the kids. And, so, that was awesome.
I feel like I had something to add to that, but no. Oh, I remember. When he says birthday cake, this is like
the best cake ever.
It's Paula Deen's eclair cake.
Eclair cake.
And last year, he asked for it for his birthday.
I did.
But we invited a couple over for his birthday that doesn't like dessert. The only thing that the husband liked is mint brownies. Like, just brownies with mint chocolate chips in them. Mint chips.
Mint chips.
That's the only thing he'll eat. So, instead of making the birthday cake, I made mint brownies. And he's held that against me for an entire year. Entire year.
I love my eclair cake, okay?
So this year I made sure to make the blasted Paula Deen eclair cake, and you're welcome. Sure.
And it's fun. We actually had that same couple over, and we had another game night for our birthdays. So
not with eclair cake, because he doesn't like it.
That's okay, though.
I'm just saying. These are the things you have to deal with in a marriage, people.
Yeah. And speaking about that, we did, on a separate night, we invited friends over, and we played board games for, what, 3 hours?
Yeah. Well, they drove up from a town that's an hour away.
So they got there.
So you
got
to make it worth their drive.
Yeah. So it was like 3.5+ hours that we played board games, and it was so much fun and had a good time. The kids, you know, went and did their own thing, and gratefully, they generally stayed and did their own thing because it was, you know, adult board game time. But so Crystal had set that up, and it was lots of fun.
That was a birthday.
She made some yummy Chex Mix covered in chocolate, and it was yummy.
What are they? Muddy Buddies.
Muddy Buddies.
We call it Puppy Chow.
We call it Puppy Chow.
I don't know why. Oh, you remember why.
Because our friend.
Someone else called it Puppy Chow.
Our friend Priscilla from a town we used to live in, she called it Puppy Chow. And
I don't know why.
I've just always called it Puppy Chow ever since then.
Well, so happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Moving on.
Woo!
So.
Birthday!
We live in the South, and so there's scorpions.
Yeah.
The other day, I was cleaning our house this week, and I lift up this plastic tub that we usually keep our wooden puzzles in, and in this empty tub, I don't even know how it got in there, was a little scorpion. Like, they're like 2 inches, but still. Yeah. And so, my daughter loves all things creepy crawly, so I was like, look, lazy scorpion! So I just left it on the floor in the tub so she could look at it as I'm cleaning, and I'm thinking, oh, I should put it in that pickle jar we just emptied. So I'm thinking I'm going to get put in the pickle jar, but I'm cleaning because I'm going to watch someone's kid. So the doorbell rings and I go to the door and I'm chatting with the mom as I take her baby. And the baby's just screaming their head off because he's in that stage like, don't leave mommy. Mm. So the baby's screaming and she leaves and I walk into the living room. And Jack doesn't even realize it, but he's watching the movie and he has his foot on the plastic tub. Just thoughtlessly, not thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, he pops the tub over on his foot, and I just go, Jack, the scorpion! And he looks down and sees not the scorpion on his foot, just something else that was in the tub, and he flips out, like just starts screaming at the top of his lungs and runs straight to his bedroom. And so I'm holding this screaming baby, listening to my screaming baby, and I'm looking all over the floor like, where is the scorpion?
Because we have scorpion-colored carpet.
Yeah. So I just can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. And then so I ask our four-year-old to look around, and she won't get off the couch. She's like, no, I don't see it. And so finally, I go back to the back room to check on Jack because he's screaming so hard. I thought maybe he got stung by the thing.
Yeah.
So I go back there and I'm like, Jack, are you okay? And he just goes, Mommy, and reaches out his arms. And so I go and sit on his bed. He tucked himself into bed just wailing. And so I have to set down the crying baby because Jackson's trying to crawl in my lap. And then eventually I'm holding both of them and they're just screaming. And so, but now I'm still
fun.
Like, I know. It really was like the most stressful 10 minutes of my life. But I'm sitting there like, I have to set both of these crying kids down so I can go find the scorpion. But I end up just going out there and Jackson won't get off the couch. So he's good. And I'm holding the other kid. And I'm just picturing, this is what I picture because, you know, I'm worst case scenario girl, is setting this baby down on the floor and it gets stung by a scorpion. And I have to tell his mom, like, I'm sorry, we have scorpions.
<Do-do-do>.
I know. So, anyway, we never found it. And for the whole day, it was like, watch your step. Careful, there's a scorpion somewhere in our house. And everyone was like walking on eggshells. At one point, I was sitting, this is like hours later. Maybe not hours, but I'm sitting on our chair. And I have one foot on the ground. And Jackson's on the couch. And he goes, Mommy, foot. Foot! Like,
get your foot off the floor!
It's like we're playing lava. Like, the old, yeah. You know, don't step in the lava! Don't step on the scorpion! So, anyway, you can finish the story.
So, I came home during lunch, and Crystal relayed the story for me. So, I spent a good portion of my lunch actually looking for this scorpion.
Like, moving all of our furniture.
And could not find it. And then we just kind of had to, like, forget about it.
Oh, I never forgot.
And then 2 days later, I'm getting ready to take the kids out to the car to take them to school. And then all of a sudden, like, I see the scorpion. And I'm like, there's the scorpion! And I scooped it up in a cup, went right in the backyard into our alleyway past our fence, and threw it in the alleyway.
Yeah. I don't like killing bugs and scorpions.
So we let it go, yeah. So, but, so... Just so you know, the scorpion is no longer in the home.
We found it!
Yay!
See, I just had a fear that it would, like, end up in our bed. Because I'm worst case scenario, girl.
Of course you would.
But, because that'd be the worst thing ever.
It's a good thing that if that stung us, it wouldn't kill us or anything. It would just hurt.
But it would freak the stinking stinks out of me.
It would... Okay!
Continue.
We're going.
I gotta wipe my nose.
So, something that happened today. We happened to be at church, and all of a sudden I just see and we're singing in our choir, you know, doing choir practice, and I just see Jackson coming down towards us, crying.
It was like wailing,
and he was holding his back. And I'm like, what's going on? So I went down there, and he was holding his bum. And he's like, my bum. And I'm like, did you fall and hit your bum? And he's like, no. And I'm like, did your sister kick you or push you or something? He's like, no. But he was just crying. And he was like that for a good 5 or so minutes.
I had no idea.
And then he calmed down. And then I was like, okay, you know, he hurt his bum, and I'm sorry. And
la-di-da.
La-di-da. So we go through our church meeting, and towards like the very end, all of a sudden he just starts screaming again. Like, not like bloody murder or anything, but he was whining and crying.
I saw him holding his bum, and I was like, uh-oh, he's gonna poop. And then he climbed under the pew, and was still holding his bum, and I was like, dang it, he's gonna poop.
So he started screaming. And I was like, what's going on? And then he was crying. So, you know, being courteous to our fellow church members, I was going to take him out. Crystal's like, she's like, I think he might be constipated. And then I was like, My bum. That's why his bum hurt. And so I took...
he was screaming.
I took him to go check it out to see if what's going on. And when I, checked in his diaper, he must have finally worked it out because the thing was the size of, like, I don't know, like, it was large. It's like...
When you came back in, you showed me your fist, like, and said it was like this.
It was a little bit smaller than, like...
a man fist.
A man fist. It really was. And but not only that, it was like rock hard.
Oh, poor
and
kid.
So I'm like, man, he just pushed that out of him.
That's like giving birth.
I'm like, no wonder he was crying. I was like, poor kid. So sad. Cleaned him up, gave him a new diaper, and he's been fine ever since. But we're just
my
like,
theory about this.
It's like,
is,
ah, poor kid.
I cannot get the dang kid to eat anything but cheese.
But cheese.
That's all he'll eat, even for dinner.
Or candy.
Or candy. And he'll find candy wherever. But, yeah, like at dinner, I've just stopped cooking for him. I will not put our regular food on his plate because he won't eat it.
He doesn't even touch it.
So last night, for instance, I had a plate with a piece of cheese. Or not last, 2 nights ago. A piece of cheese and a fruit cup. And what did he eat? Not the fruit cup. He only ate the cheese.
Yep.
And he ate probably like a half pound of cheese this week. The kid's crazy.
Yeah, he likes his cheese. So we're hopefully we'll get some vegetables or something in him to make
he
him
won't eat anything.
A little bit more regular. But he won't eat it, and it's not like we can force him. So
right.
Yeah. Parenting and the trials of the challenges of feeding your children.
And poop.
Yes. Can't do a show without poop.
You know it.
All right. Anything else from you?
So I went to Walmart.
Walmart. A Walmart story.
I know. There's really a theme to our show every week.
That's right. Poop and Walmart. And McDonald's.
That's what we should call it. Poop and Walmart. But anyway, I wasn't feeling well to begin with, so I shouldn't have gone. But even as I was walking in, I was like, how nice that Jackson wears his shoes now. And, you know, he's calmed down. We're doing well. And I've noticed he needs...
Knock on wood.
I know. I've noticed that he needs shorts, so we went back to get him some shorts, and his favorite color is Mario.
Which is red.
he knows colors by cartoon characters or video games. So they had red shorts.
As he should.
They had red shorts, so I'm like, look, Jackson Mario! And I put it in the cart, and then Lacey's like, I have to potty! And so we're headed to the bathroom, and at this point, my basket was full, so both the kids were out of the basket. So we're headed to the bathroom, and I turn around. I'm like, Jackson, come on. And he's sitting on the floor taking off his shoes. And he's like, Mario. And I was like, no, come on. And he won't put his shoes back on. He's like, Mario. And he starts trying to rip his pants off so he can wear the Mario shorts. And I'm like, no, Jack, you got to put your shoes on. And he won't put them on. So I put him in the basket, and he's flipping out because he doesn't like to ride in the basket. And so Lacey is about to pee her pants. So I go to the bathroom. And I cannot get Jack to calm down, so I said, Lacey, just go in. I'll be right here, and I'll come in when I get Jackson's shoes back on. And she was like, okay. And so I send her into the bathroom, and I'm sitting there with my crying, whining Mario pants scene here. And this lady comes out of, a Walmart worker comes out of the bathroom. She goes, is that your little girl in there? And I was like, yeah, is she doing okay? And she's like, well, she's just standing there at the door crying. And so,
because she was too scared to go in.
She was too scared, and she can do it. And so, I had to take Jackson in, and he's still crying about Mario, and Lacey's crying now because I left her, I abandoned her at Walmart, and it was just a mess. It was a mess, and I left very quickly after that.
Wow.
It was just stressful.
That's awesome. You know, I offer to let her go in the evening times with no kids, but...
That's you and me time.
She would rather spend time with me, apparently.
And the Food Network.
That's right. So, anything else?
I have one more thing.
One more thing.
Today, we were watching The Animaniacs.
Yes.
Which was from, I think I saw 1997?
Yeah.
Or 98.
Back when we were kids.
But I just thought it was so funny, because you know the one with the baby and buttons?
Yeah.
The baby?
Mindy.
What does she say? Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Well, so in the cartoon, her mom goes, okay, and this is like toddler, like barely toddler, 2-year-old maybe. She might be younger than two.
Yeah.
And her mom's like, Mindy, you need some outdoor time. I'm going to put you in your harness. So she takes her out into their big yard with a huge busy street right in front of it and harnesses her kid to a tree.
And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, wow.
I know. And then she goes, okay, be good. And goes back inside.
I was just like, that woman nowadays would be like.
Oh, I know. She'd have her kids taken away from her. But yeah. I was like, that's not that long ago. 1997.
Yeah.
And parents could just strap their kid to a tree and leave. Like, what have we become? I like the tree strapping.
I like the tree strap. That's
Let's
right.
go back to those days.
Okay, lady.
I just thought that was so funny to see that when I'm in the new age where I was like, she just left her baby outside. There's a street right there, you know? But she's fine.
Yeah.
She may have been carried off by a mailman, but...
Buttons took care of her. The dog saved her. That's so, you know...
It's like Peter Pan.
Moral of the story... Get a dog that's named Buttons that can save your children.
Well, Peter Pan had a Nana. Their dog was a babysitter.
That's right.
Like, let's go back to those nice carefree days.
Where dogs watch our children.
I'm going to hook our kid to a leash outside and say, see you later. Have fun.
I need some alone time.
So. Parenting has changed.
Yes. Definitely.
So that's all.
All right. Well, speaking of parenting, you know... We say parenting is hard, and we found this article
from Dr. Phil.
Good old Dr. Phil about 5 common sense parenting tips. And we read them, and we're like, sure, you know, let's go over them and share our thoughts and opinions and see if we agree with Dr. Phil.
Strapping your kids to a tree is not on this list.
No.
Should be.
Should be, though.
But it's not.
All right. So, number one, plug in.
To your phone and ignore everybody.
No.
No, what it means is your kids are pretty much saturated with tech everywhere. Movies and games and phones and blah, blah, blah,
music,
blah.
Music, yeah.
And so what he's saying is you can't take all that away anymore. Like, you can't just say, let's go move to the woods. So he said what you need to do is plug in with your kids. Like, find out what music they're listening to.
You need to know what shows they like and what they're watching, what they're talking about with their friends.
Yeah. So get to know their friends, find out what they're doing. But he also says monitor their access to their cell phones and the internet.
Yes.
Because I know
a couple parents that, like, their kids have phones, but they have the rule that they could do spontaneous phone checks at any time. And if the child is hesitant or says no, then you lose your phone. Like, basically it's you're supposed to catch them off guard and be like, hey, I want to look at your phone, you know, and they need to basically hand it over immediately, and then they'll go through their text messages and pictures and stuff like that just to make sure everything's on the, you know, appropriate level.
Well, and it's or we want to follow what we've heard of making your kids charge their phones in your room at nighttime.
At nighttime, yeah.
Like, I've heard people say that their kids should have their own privacy, but I don't believe in that.
No.
I'm sorry.
They can have their own privacy when they're adults.
When they prove to me that they're not idiots.
Yeah, exactly. So I remember being a teenager.
I know. Well, and it's not just, I'm not afraid of, like, what my kids would do so much as I'm afraid what other people would do to my kids.
Yeah. Or just content that
and I'm worried about what my kids would do.
Content that your kids will see, or, you know, even like cyberbullying and stuff like that. But speaking of that, this reminded me of a book that both Crystal and I have read about. It was talking about parenting mistakes, and one of the mistakes was that parents that say that, you know, music was the focus on it, but they were saying that, oh, I'll let my kids listen to whatever they want. They're like, if that's the one thing that my kid rebels about, you know, then I'm not going to fight over it. You know, I'm going to let them just listen to whatever they want. But that's a horrible mistake, because music is a very powerful thing and can influence you. Like, you know, the lyrics and even the beat and the tone and stuff can, even if it just makes you feel happy or makes you feel bad, you know, those are still influences. And so music and other media choices are things worth fighting over for your kids to make sure that right. They're being exposed to, you know, positive elements in their life.
Well, not just that, but I spent time with a teenager who just had one earbud in their ear and the other was not earbudded. So that's they were okay. listening
you can say
to
it
me.
As your brother.
No, it's an unnamed source. Anyway, so I'm like chatting with this unnamed person, and the whole time I'm like, I don't even know if you're really listening to me, or are you listening to your music with the casual like,
What?
But I think it's not necessarily all about protecting your children, but making sure you still have a strong relationship.
Yeah.
I don't want music to be more important to my kid than me. So. Although I know I will probably move down the line as they get older.
That kind of ties into another section,
okay,
too.
Keep going.
But number two, spread the word. So research shows us that troubled kids get into inversely proportional to the number of words spoken in the home. Basically, it's saying if you don't talk to your kids or... that they're more like, so the less you talk at home, the more trouble they get into outside of home. Also, when you talk to your children, you get to, you know, share your knowledge and your experience with them so that they can learn and grow from you. So the more you talk to your kids, the less trouble that they actually get into.
Now, I've mentioned this before, but a long time ago, I was sitting in the car with my nieces and my sister-in-law. And my niece was just going on and on and on about some thing she saw on Facebook. And I was like, just be quiet. Like teenage girls, just, you know, oh my gosh, I saw this on Facebook. And when they got out of the car, I turned to my sister-in-law and I was like, how do you listen to that? Like, it was so annoying. And she goes, oh, I want them to tell me all of that. And I want them to know that I'm listening because then when the big stuff happens, they'll know that I'm there for them.
That they can rely on you to
listen.
And
that was like 3 years ago or longer. And I've just always held on to that.
That was like an aha moment in life as a parent.
Because for me, I'm not necessarily interested in Pokemon or, you know, video games or whatever. But I love sitting and listening to my kids talk about it to me. And I try to be interested because I want them to see me interest in their lives, so they'll tell me about the big stuff. They'll tell me when they make those big horrible mistakes.
That's right. So, which you inevitably will. So
that's something I learned from a good parent.
So number three kind of ties into it is talk about things that don't matter. Just basically kind of what Crystal was talking about. How if you talk to your kids about the conversations of the little things, whether it's Pokemon or video games, then they'll be more willing, or Facebook, like we've heard for our nieces, then they'll want to come to you afterwards with the bigger things. So that's number three. So number two and three kind of go and tie in together.
Right. And that reminds me, I think I've mentioned this one on the show too, but I have a friend who has teenage kids. And one time I caught her reading a book that was like this young warrior boy book. And I was like, you don't strike me as the kind of person that would read that. And she said,
oh,
I'm reading it because my son's reading it. And she just kind of had this face like, yeah, it's not my kind of book.
She's like, I'm not enjoying it.
And she said, anything to talk about with my kid, I'll take it. And I was like, yes, that's such good parenting.
Yeah.
So it just kind of reminds me, like, you got to connect with your kid somehow.
Yep.
And we need to stop trying to focus on our own interests, like focus on what they like, which is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, number four.
Number four.
Remember, you are the parent.
You are the parent. So basically, this is stop trying to be your kid's friend. They have plenty of friends, and their friends tell them the things that they want to hear. So you need to be the authority figure in their life to tell them the things they need to hear rather than want to hear. And then then eventually, they're going to respond to that, and they will respect you for it. And
they say kids learn by example.
And they will learn from your example. So stop trying to be, you know, you can love your kids, you can be their friend, but you are their parent first.
Right.
So
last one.
Last one.
Allow, wah.
Wah.
That's not what it is.
Number five. Wah.
Cry. Allow your kids a sense of mastery. So basically this one is stop making all of your kids' choices and giving them haphazard decisions and fake guidance. Make them make their own decisions and teach them, give them those opportunities.
Well, it's kind of like not just make them, but give them options. You know, when you can give them options,
right?
Because we've also talked that about that on the show. Like, don't give your kids options if there's not an option.
Right. Like, do you want to take a bath?
It's not that. It's you are going to take a bath. But, you know, when you're getting dressed in the morning, like, you can even start with our two-year-old. You know, I usually grab two shirts and I say, do you want the Mario shirt or the Luigi shirt?
Red or green?
Red or green. And, you know, give them a, like, oh, I want that one. And then they're like, I chose my clothes. La, 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 la.
But, I feel so empowered.
That's right. So, and then eventually, you know, when their kids get older, you can give them more mature, you know, opportunities to make choices in their lives. And so.
Right. So they say empowering kids to make their own decisions, ones they've learned from watching you and talking with you, is a great way to help them grow up with confidence and independence, which don't we all want that for our children?
Yes, definitely. So that's it. 5 common sense tips on how to parent your children.
So if you're not using your common sense, then there you go.
There you go.
You've learned something.
So before we end the show, there is one thing I would wanted to say. And this is just something that I think it would be amazing, but the podcast awards are upon us, people. And if you go to podcastawards.com, and I put a link in the Facebook earlier this week, but they are doing their nominations until April 30th. And there is a kids and family category that you can nominate the clown car, and then you just put in our website link, and then you at the bottom of it they just ask for your email. Like your name and your email, and they ask you if you're a listener, a podcaster, or both. And so this is a great opportunity for the clown car to get some needed exposure boost. So if we get all of you awesome people that are listening to the show right now to go to podcastawards.com and nominate the clown car for the friends and kids and family category, you know, maybe some miracle will happen and we will be...
Every other podcast will just die.
We will be in the top 5 nominated category, you know, in that category. And then we could be have the chance to win.
This guy likes to aim big.
I do.
Go big or go home.
That's right. So if you love us and you love the content that we are sharing with you, we would love to have that extra little support and tell us on Facebook, be like, hey, I voted, and we'd love you even more. And
we'll send you a little happy face.
That's right. Little winky smile emoji. So thank you for listening to Clown Car. We appreciate it and love you. And parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can find us on all of our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And email us any questions, thoughts, or opinions you have at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate. Root. Review our show on iTunes and go vote and nominate us at thepodcastawards.com. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.